Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Noraim of Asi Sheyichu. The schus for us chayo chevifeg of Asi Michal Yehudis Basia. And we are going to be learning the Siyata Dishmaya, a tshuva of the Avni Nezer, together with the Oros of the Evan Eretz Toiva. Avnei Nezer Kayadua, with Rabbi Avram Bornstein, was the Sochet Shalva Rebbe, one of the Gedoyle Chassidus and Gedoyle Olam in learning, in Lundus, in Halacha. And his student was named Tuvia Yehuda Tuvioimi, Gutentag. Originally his name was Gutentag, which means a good day. So he Hebraicized it to Tuvioimi, Tuvioimi, a good day. So, this Talmud was Nifter in approximately 1954. First, he was a Rav in Poland, and then he came over to Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted him to be an Av based in here, and he said thanks, but no thanks, and he opened the Makolet. His wife took care of the Makolet, and he continued his writing. It was a tremendous goan. Anyway, the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva in Siman Tov Lamed Tes Nor Chaim. He was asked if somebody didn't hear the Kriyas HaMegillah because he put cotton in his ears. Or he had wax in his ears. He couldn't hear. He couldn't hear the Kriya. He couldn't hear the Kriya Shofar. What's the din? See, is he might see other people in Tkiyas Shofar and in Kriyas HaMegillah? That was the Shaila. Should we compare him to a Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'enu Shomea? Somebody hears Shofar from a Cheresh, Divrei Hakol Lo Yotza? Even though a Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'enu Shomea, if he's a Cheresh who can speak but he can't hear, he's a Bikeach. Nevertheless, a person who hears from him isn't Yotze. And Megillah also, according to the Beis Yosef, is not Yotze. According to the Bach Lechatchila, he shouldn't hear from such a person. Or maybe no. We're not going to compare him to a Cheresh who's Medaber Veino Shemeya, but rather we'll say that if he's Eino Shemeya, he's not a Bar Chiyuv. Like the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Tashvitz. But HaShemeya, if somebody hears, he's a hearing person, he just right now his ears are sealed, he has earplugs on, cotton in his ears, wax in his ears, whatever it may be, he's a Barachiyu, just right now he doesn't hear. So you can't compare him to a Chayash. So you would be Yotze. You also can't compare him to what the Yerushalmi says, just cited by the Ran at the beginning of the second paragraph of Megillah. That if somebody knows Ashuris, he knows Lashon HaKodesh and he knows a foreign language, can he be Motzi Belaz, Smisha Eni Yodei Ashuris? Let's say he knows Hebrew and he knows a foreign language. Can he be Motzi somebody who doesn't know Hebrew and knows the foreign language? Can he be Motzi them in the foreign language? And the Gemara says, no, why not? He's not Yotze in a foreign language because he knows Hebrew. He's also not Motzi others. Say you're also, since he's not Yotze, he can't be Motzi others. So that doesn't fly. That comparison to our case. That just since he's not Yotze, he can't hear, he's not Motzi others. Spishlam over there, just like he's not Motzi himself, he's not Motzi others. Shane can't hear. He could be Yotze if he would just hear it, be Yotze. There he can't be Yotze because he knows Hebrew. He can't be Yotze. Here he can be Yotze. He would just be able to hear better. So other people could be Yotze from him. And that's like we have in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Kol HaBrachos Kula Na'afu Pishi Yotze Moitzi Avshel Atzma Yeno Moitzi Bo'isei Pan. ואינו מסכבין מוצאיס אח של מאחר שכבר יוצא, ואף על פי כן מוציא אחרים. It's like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, they're all brachas. You say, if you yotze, you're yotze, you can be motzi others, even though you're not motzi yourself right now. Since in theory, you could be motzi yourself, now you are bar chiyuva. In the middle, you could be motzi others. So in our case also, just like yotze motzi, so through here. It's chayiv. Just has something in his obstructing his hearing, but he's chayiv. He should be able to motzi others, and don't compare him to a guy who's shomea, who zodei ashuris, and he reads balaz. Can't be motzi others because he himself is b'chal not chayiv balaz. That was the shayla that was asked to the Heilig Avnei Nezer. Tshuva. Av shemi divrei Abeis Yosef. Even though from the Beis Yosef we see the reason Echere Sheinu Shemei Avenu Einu Moitzi Mishum Delav Bar Chiyuv Hu Lefi Zeh Pashut Shimot HaMozim Mishum Yochol Loitzi Acherin. So it's true that according to the Beis Yosef in Tuf Kuf Paitas we see about the reason of Echere who's not Shemeya, he's not Moitzi others because he's not a Bar Chiyuv. And it's Pashut then that if he would be a Bar Chiyuv he would just seal off his ears, he'd be able to be Moitzi others. That's if we understand the problem of a Cheresh is that he's not a Bar Chiyuv. But Ibn Nezer takes issue with the Beis Yosef. I'm going to avram Simon Lamites to somebody whose left arm was cut off, he can still write tefillin. Because Puma Hu Dekoivle. He has an external problem. That's what it means. His mouth is hurting him. He has an external problem, but he's still a Bar Chiyuv. Right, he can't properly lay tefillin. But he's still a Bar Chiyuv. It's just an external problem. He's missing the arm. And then his friend, he says, my friend, Rav Yoav Yehoshua, who's that? Rav Yoav Yehoshua Weingarten. Heilig Achilkas Yoav. He says, that's Tosfos in Yevamos, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Shehikshu V'arei Cheresh V'chavesh Shein Olam L'chalitza Olam L'yibum. Vodim liyibum, we have a cloud. But if you're not ole chalitza, you're not ole yibum. But a chayresh is not ole chalitza. Ole yibum, the Gemara says no. Tosfos says no, no, no. Pshat with a chayresh, it's not that he's not ole chalitza, he is ole chalitza. It's just an external problem. Can't hear. In theory, he could do chalitza, and maybe he could do yibum. Gvaldik. Chayresh and chayresh. So, chayresh is a bar chiyuv. It's just an external problem. You can't say Yatza Moiti. Yatza Moiti, the guy is Chayiv. Yatza Moiti can be Moiti others mitam arvus. He sees himself as Chayiv. So this is Daime. Did I say in a Daime? It's Daime to Yatza Moiti. The Chayirish is also Chayiv. It's Pumu de Koivle. He just has an external problem. This isn't theory, he's chayv, he can be motzi others mitam arvus. He should be able to be motzi others mitam arvus. He's not motzi. That Rabbeinu explains, the Avnei Nezer explains, and he's gimel. But don't tell me, he says, that a cheresh isn't a bar chiyuv. He's a bar chiyuv. He just has an external problem. He can't hear. He can't be yotze, but that doesn't mean he's not chayv be'etzim. Why then can he not be motzi others? Ad kan midivrei Avnei Nezer bois aleph. So that's his hasogi, as a sogi here in the Beis Yosef. With the Beis Yosef, we see that a cheresh is not motzi others because he's not a bar chiyuva, and Rabbeinu the Avnei Nezer asserts that he is a Bar Chiyuv, a Cheresh. It's just an external problem. He can't be Yotze because he can't hear. But he's still a Bar Chiyuv and Megillah and Shofar. So that's the that's Ois Aleph. And now we're going to go to the Eretz Toiva, to Rav Tuvia Yehuda Gutentag, who responds to the Avnei Nezer with great humility at the end. I'm just asking, and obviously he's mevatel himself in front of his Rebbe. L'choyra, he writes, Chashavti b'teretz kush yezu ala b'is Yosef. I have a teretz l'kash in the b'is Yosef. We even have a, we have a tesis in Yevamis that the chelkes yayavu. It says that be'etzem echeresh is a bar chiyuva for chalitza. You just can't do it because they know shomea. But be'etzem is a bar chiyuva in mitzvahs. Yeshchiluk b'in mitzvah diyoshiyoy v'kogolim u'b'in mitzvah shu chiyuv gavro. The Gemara Suka Chofei in Mitzvahs Pesach Ko'amah Yimei Hasim Avamina Hasim Lomot Isman Chiyuvo. It's talking there about it's a sugya of Oisek B'mitzvah Patrim and HaMitzvah. And it's learns from two places, from Karban Pesach and from B'shivtecha B'veisecha Prat Loisek B'mitzvah. And Karban Pesach, that they were metami themselves, even though it meant not bringing the Karban Pesach, but they were still metami themselves. So you see, Loisek B'mitzvah Patur Mena Mitzvah. So what do you need both limudim for? Gemara says, yes, Mina Nasa, if you were to just talk from over there, from Korban Pesach, that's Mishum Dolomat is Man Chiyuv de Pesach. Because the time of the Chiyuv of Pesach has not arrived. So we see in the Gemara that a mitzvah, Shazman ma'oirer ha-mitzvah, a mitzvah that the time brings about the obligation to fulfill the mitzvah, like Pesach, the chiyuv mitzvah is only mesorah b'zman ha-mitzvah. In other words, it is there where the time hadn't yet come. So you could be metami yourself to a meis mitzvah before Pesach, I mean, batel karban Pesach, because the chiyuv karban Pesach hadn't yet come. You see, there's a certain mitzvah that the zman is ma'oirer the mitzvah. So the chiyuv mitzvah is only mesorah b'zman mitzvah. You only have a chiyuv mitzvah at the time of the mitzvah, not before. And so writes the Baal HaMo'or in the first parak of Shabbos, that 3 days before Shabbos, you're allowed to be parish l'makom sakana. If it's more than 3 days before Shabbos, one's allowed to go to makom sakana, even though he's never going to have to mechal Shabbos. Just within 3 days, it's shayach already to Shabbos, it's asur. Go on this boat trip. If he knows he's going to incur Chil Shabbos, and require Chil Shabbos, because it looks like he's planning out a Chil Shabbos. And we don't say, ah, but before 3 days, it's mutter. Because the Chiv of Shabbos only starts 3 days before Shabbos, to worry about Shabbos. We don't say it starts when he's 13, he has to worry about every Shabbos of his life. The chiyuv starts bevoazman, but Shabbos within 3 days. In the Shuvas Harim, the Sefer Sefer Herich Bezem Moron Rabban Shel Yisrael, spoken like a true chusid. He was a ger chusid, Rav Tuvyan, Rav Gutentag. So he calls the Chiddush Harim Rabban Shel Yisrael, Schus Yogen Aleinu. And he proves that the chiyuv of Sefer and Lulav, to prepare it, starts 30 days before the regal. He wants to know, is it Toi Raisa, De Rabbanan? He wonders about that. We could say, even according to the Svara, that the Chiyuv of Chag starts 30 days before. The Chiyuv HaChana. Prepare for it, but not the Chiyuv Mitzvah Mamish. In the Mela, we could say, or maybe where the Chiyuv hadn't yet come, we say, Osek B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, but not where the Chiyuv already came. So, Well, the fiza, we can be mechadesh. That even though normally we say pumahu dekayiv, that his mouth hurts, it's an external obstruction. He has an oines, and therefore he can't be mekayim the mitzvah. He's still chayiv in the mitzvah despite the fact that he can't be mekayim the mitzvah machmas oines. He's still chayiv in the mitzvah. Aval mikom mokom eino maschil achiyuv b'shas oines. But the chiyuv doesn't start when the oines started. And according to the Zechilik between Tefillin and Shofar and Megillah, Tefillin is not the time that causes the mitzvah. This is a significant, subtle chiluk. By Tefillin, it's not the time that is goring the mitzvah. Tefillin is a chiyuv gavro to put on Tefillin. And even though Shabbos and nighttime are not Zman Tefillin, and they're considered a mitzvah seshis Zman Groma, that's been a gale Zman Groma. But the chiyuv is not machmas hazman. What's machayev tefillin? It's machayev tefillin is the gavra. A Jew has to wear tefillin. It's not that the day is machayev tefillin. A Jew has to wear tefillin. Just exeris hakosuv that Shabbos and Laila is pater from tefillin. Chokas tanoim. So it turns out then that it's not the day that causes the chiyuv. It's the gavra who's obligated. Just night and Shabbos create a tool. The chiv is because of himself. And therefore, when he comes 13, he's chayev to wear tefillin his whole life. And when his arm is cut off, he's an oines together pumei dekoyev. He's mamish chayev in tefillin. Because he, the moment he came 13, he became chayev for life. Just pumu dekoyev. Now he has an external obstruction. He doesn't have a left arm. So that's a mafkia, the earlier chiv. And therefore he's kosher lichtoiv tefillin because he's chayiv v'tefillin. So the Magen Avraham paskins, he can buy tefillin. He's be'etzem chayiv v'tefillin. So in that case, we call him Chayiv in Tefillin. So to Yibum. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. And he's Chayiv in this mitzvah of Yibum. He can pat himself with Chalitza. But he's not able to do the Chalitza. That's not Mafkiya the Chiyuv. Still Chayiv in Yibum. And he just has an external obstruction preventing him from doing the Chalitza. He can't hear. That's a mischayev. That's when it comes to Yibum, that's when it comes to Tefillin. But Shofar and Megillah are different. Aval b'Shofar and Megillah, you're coming to say that on Purim and on Rosh Hashanah, when the Chiyuv comes, when the time comes, the chiyuv is misayir. So we say that since he was anos, and he couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah at all, loy misayir klal chiyuv chodesh. That's it. He's not chayiv anymore. He's not chayev anymore. Why is he not chayev? Because he only becomes chayev on Purim and Rosh Hashanah. And come Purim and Rosh Hashanah, he can't do it. So he's no chayev at all. It's here the Zman is mechayev. Tefillin is indeed a mitzvah zman grama, but it's not the zman that's mechayiv the mitzvah. Gzeres hakosav, it can be done night, Shabbos. But it's not that the day, Tuesday, is mechayiv tefillin. It's that the gavra is chayiv tefillin. And mele, he's considered by some chayiv. So even if he's missing an arm, he's already chayiv beforehand, before he lost the arm. The gavra is b'atzim chayiv. So mele, he can write tefillin. Wadin, Yibum, he's chayiv in Yibum. So Etzim is chayiv in Yibum Chalitza. He just can't do the Chalitza, does the Yibum. But here, Shefer Megillah is only Messiah of Bizman, Bizmana. So Mela, if you have a Cheresh, come Rosh Hashanah time, he can't hear now, so he's Pater from Kiyah Shefer. He's not considered a bar chiyuv, like the Beis Yosef said. Because come Rosh Hashanah, he's not chayiv. Come Purim, he's not chayiv in Megillah. Mele, he's not considered a bar chiyuv, and he can't be motzi others. That's chiluk number one, and he says that we have a raya for this. Choshe mishpat reish ches. Now he says, I want to say what my primary resolution of the Beis Yosef is, also a Tashbitz. Because he's not a Bar Chiyuv. Because by Tefillin, if somebody's not Meniach Tefillin, but Moise, it's puzzle for Ksiva. Because somebody's not B'Ksharetim, is not B'Ksiva. Or I have to understand. It's because he's parak me'atzmo chiyuv tefillin. He doesn't have a chiyuv. He's still chayiv. He's still pasul aksiv. So b'nikta yado mabakach. Tavabar chiyuv upumu dekoiv lo. So if sofrei lo meniach lo yechol aniach tefillin. If somebody's arm was cut off, so he's not wearing tefillin, just like a person who doesn't put on tefillin can't write, so to this guy, so he's not putting on tefillin. So we have to say that the reason he's kosher to write tefillin, because since he was mamash oines, so it's as if he did a mitzvah. And then mele is kosher l'ksiva. You don't need to be b'fayah al-begeder u'ksharetem, at least b'koyach. He's just honest and he can't do it. That's why tefillin. Gzeres hakasa, kosher yeshno b'ksiri, yeshno b'ksiva. Ksiva is not the outcome of the Kshira. It's not drawn. No chiv mikorach the Kshira. It's Xeris HaKosav. But only if you're doing the Kshira are you able to do the Ksiva. Chayin the Begabe Yibum. Yibum doesn't come because of the Chalitza. The Iker Mitzvah is the Yibum. And if he doesn't want his Choleis. The Yibum isn't B'Sivas HaChalitza, it's just Gzeres HaKosav. If he doesn't want to do Yibum, he does Chalitza. M'meilu B'Pumehu D'Koyev Le. Hare Averoi B'Koyach Gamken Averoi. As long as he's Roi B'Koyach in those cases, that's enough. If he has an onus, then it's as if he did it. Onus Rachmana Patre. Malalava Kasav Kilu Asel, like Chazan said. It's as if he did it. So that's the one that comes to himself. But Arvus, it's not enough. You're only motzi others because you're Chayiv. You have to be a bar chiyuv like the person you're being motzi. So if this bar chiyuv is only bar chiyuv b'koyach and not b'foyal, you can't be motzi. His friend is a Bar Chiyuv b'Foyel. This person's just a Bar Chiyuv b'Koach. So it's like an outcome. He can be Motzi since he can be Yotze. So only as much as he can be Yotze, he can be Motzi. But if he can't be Yotze before, he can't be Motzi before. So that's Pshat in the Beis Yosef. Why he says that a Cheresh, who's Eino Shemei of Eino Motzi Mishum V'Lav Bar Chiyuv. And you're right, but Koyach is a Bar Chiyuv, but not Befoya. The only way you can be Motzi others is if you're on the same level. They're being Yotze before, you have to be able to be Yotze yourself before. Yotze Moitzi is different because there is a Bar Chiyuv before. Just he was already Yotze. Here's a Bar Chiyuv b'Fo'al. So you can be Motzi others. Hashem came, but he's not a Bar Chiyuv b'Fo'al. The Yotze himself, he could be Yotze, but not to be Motzi others. So others have to be Yotze b'Fo'al. So he is not Yotze b'Fo'al. How could he be Motzi others? Let's have to be Yotze b'Fo'al. Practice. So we can bolster this with a Gemara in Yevamos, with some Chavav on the base, and that, please God, is our Aveda for a coming shir. In the meantime, it was a schus and a farnigan and a pleasure learning a tshuva of the Avnei Nezer with the comments of his Talmud. With great respect, beg to ask and his Rebbe, is Dargah Shel Torah. And hopefully we'll be zochet to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.